Time for the Bay Area's favorite radio quiz show, Minds Over Matter. Moderator Dana Rodriguez is joined this week by the San Francisco Chronicle music critic Joshua Cosman and technical editor Kara Pace. Gotta be Dana Rodriguez. Here's your host.
Thank you very much, David, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. Hope you are having a lovely weekend, and we also hope you can spare us an hour of your time tonight because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we're encouraging your participation. We hope you will call in with a question or answer one of ours. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that is area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free. Yes, we do have a toll-free number, 866-798-8255. Again, that is 866-798-8255. We'll be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, and whatever the cat dragged into Kira's house. So... And just to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter, MINDSOVERMATTER1. That is the numeral one, not the word one. So that's mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. Please feel free to email us anytime. We generally don't read them on the show while the show is in progress, unless the phones go out. But they all get read. So feel free to do that. mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. Also, if you would like to listen to us online, you can certainly do that anywhere in the world simply by going to kalw.org. Again, that is kalw.org. And if you'd like to hear the podcast after our show tonight, it should be available also at kalw.org and iTunes eventually, et cetera, et cetera. Also, want to remind you, October 14th is going to be our 25th anniversary show. We will be having a party beforehand, and we would like as many of our listeners to be there as possible. So what I would like you to do is email me at mindsovermatter1 and just tell me whether you would like to go and how many in your party, that kind of thing. So I want to get a feeling for how many people may show up. So again, please email me over the course of the next couple weeks, if you can, or as soon as possible would be better, at mindsovermatter1, and let me know if you intend to come to the party. It will be October 14th around, 4:35 o'clock in the afternoon, and we will have food and drink, and all the panelists will be there to greet you and serve donuts or whatever they're going to be doing. And we'll have a show, and you can come in and watch the show if you like. But anyway, please email us and let me know if you're interested in coming. That's mindsovermatter1@gmail.com, okay? And we're going to start with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. And here's the first. Discontinue use of Kira Pace if any of the following occurs: itching, vertigo, dizziness, tingling in extremities, loss of balance or coordination, slurred speech, temporary blindness, profuse sweating, or heart palpitations.
I'll add that Kira Pace sticks to some types of skin and is made from a glowing green substance that fell to Earth, presumably from outer space.
Oh, that's the happy fun ball.
It is. Do not taunt Kira Pace.
All right. You're in that mood tonight, aren't you?
All right, well, Joshua Cosman has had enough of the American political situation and plans to spend Labor with You Day campaigning for Jeremy Corbyn.
And our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, wishes everyone a happy mattress sale weekend.
All right. And to remind you again, our two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Our lines are pretty much open right now. If you'd like to give us a call, we will get you on as soon as possible. And Kira, we will start with you.
All right. So Remington typewriters, and particularly the Remington No. 2 from 1878, were the first to include what now ubiquitous feature?
How about a space bar?
Nope.
That's good. Now ubiquitous feature. Is this same feature, is it on an iPad or
mm-hmm.
laptop?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
How about a shift key?
No, I think one of those is, it was also the first to feature upper and lowercase letters using a shift key. So that is fair. That's also not the answer
but
I'm looking
for.
You're
looking for a cooler one.
I am looking for something that is cooler. But I noted that because it is a fact.
Can I get an uncool bell?
He gets a bell.
Okay.
Is this related to any sort of exclamation or punctuation?
Nope. Related purely to the letters.
Purely to the letters.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you already mentioned the capital versus non-capital.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a particular letter in there?
No.
Like Q or?
Mm-mm.
No.
Same letters.
Same letters.
Same letters since 1878.
Okay.
Is it just the QWERTY layout?
That's exactly what it is.
Oh,
the
okay.
QWERTY keyboard layout. So following up on that.
Oh, good. You're going to ask.
Yes. Using a standard QWERTY keyboard, what is the only country you can spell using the top row, and what is the only state you can spell using the middle row? And if you want to try and figure it out, what's the largest Roman numeral you can write with the bottom row, keeping in mind that you would need viniculums or vertical bars.
This has come up.
For big stuff.
The country has.
On the top row.
You said either the top or the bottom row?
No. Country with the top, state with the middle, largest Roman numeral with the bottom.
Okay.
You can only get so large because there's no viniculums or vertical bars on the bottom row. So there are two answers depending on which system of Roman numerals you use. So.
All right. I'm going to think about it.
Right.
And Josh, you go ahead.
All right. This is an interesting fact and question that I have to credit my friend Chris Moores with. He told me about this. There was a year, let's say in the last, 60 years, let's say, that the Oscars for Best Actor and Best Actress both went to the stars of biopics. Right? The stars of the biopics won the Oscars for that year for Best Actor and Best Actress. And the subjects of both movies, the real characters that they played, were both there in the audience at the Oscar ceremony. Can you tell me who it was?
This happened one time, you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
The fact that it happened
once
is pretty cool.
Yeah, sure.
So both Oscar winner, both actor and actress Oscar winners were for the central roles in biopics, and the subject of those biopics were both alive and in the audience on the night.
Was it the same biopic for?
It was not.
Really?
Two different biopics, two different. No, I mean, they were. It wasn't like Joaquin Phoenix and Reese Witherspoon.
Right.
It was.
Was it
Marie
and Pierre Curie?
It was not.
Probably not King George either.
Right. Was it possibly Julia Roberts and Aaron Brockovich?
I'm going to ask you for both of them. See if you can put your
head. So that's one of them?
I'm not confirming that it is. I'm just telling you that, I want to hear both before I give you a bell.
Ay, ay, ay. I don't know if I can do both. All right.
Well.
That's a partial guess.
Aaron Brockovich is wrong.
Okay.
It's a good guess,
but
it's wrong.
All right.
All right. So just to reiterate, one year the Oscars for Best Actor and Best Actress both went to the stars of biopics. And the subjects of those biopics, in other words, the Oscar-winning roles, were both present at the Oscar at the award ceremony. Who were they?
Oh, what about
Paul Muni, Louis Pasteur.
No. Silkwood.
She
have you seen the movie to the end?
No, I didn't know.
Don't spoil it for her, folks.
No, because, Cher got it from Moonstruck. Sorry, I remember, she nominated, but that was supporting anyway.
But that was supporting, and these are really the central characters in both of these movies.
Were the movies named after these characters? Were the titles
The names are not necessarily in the titles, but the titles
It's not I Want to Live because
it's not I Want to Live
because
she
didn't.
And it's not,
oh man, you're just spoiling all these
movies. Oh, I know.
Movies.
I'm sorry.
You want to tell us how Milk ends then?
Okay.
All right.
So ask that once more if you would.
All right. One year, the Oscars for Best Actor and Best Actress both went to the stars of biopics. The subjects of those both biopics were in the audience at the time. Were in the at the Oscar ceremony.
How about a dangerous Mind?
And who else did you have in mind?
That's because he was still alive.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Mm. Do you have a Best Actress?
Yeah.
Thought.
Not yet.
Okay.
Is that?
Think about it.
Am I on the right track?
Don't think about it too hard because you're not right.
No, okay.
It's a good guess, but it's not right.
All right. This is within the last 60 years.
In the last 60 years is what I'm saying.
Are we really going to – do you really want us to go back that far to think about this?
Well, all right. So it's within the last 58. I mean, you know – yeah, no. I mean, I'm just saying you don't need to think about Louis Pasteur.
All right.
These are – in other words
– could it be Lost Weekend?
No. Do your math. That was 45.
No, that's true. All right. Okay.
All right. And also, it's not a biopic. And also, Ray Milland didn't
win. Well,
it
is kind of a biopic.
Oh, it kind of is, but...
Charles Jackson.
Yeah, but he didn't win. Ray Milland didn't win.
Yes, he did.
Did he?
Yeah, he won Best Actor.
Oh, I beg your pardon. All right.
All right.
All right. Okay.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Be there? Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Ed. How are you?
Hi, Ed.
So, you know, this big, huge mess was Donald Trump because a lot of people at home did not vote, which is terrible. You'll never have a chance if everybody did their most essential duty to the country and voted. However, there are many countries that voting is mandatory. Actually, 22 of them. You actually get fined if you don't vote. So, can you mention some of these countries?
Egypt.
Egypt is one of them.
Of course.
Yes, mention some more. You get fined a lot.
Is New Zealand one? New Zealand, Australia?
Australia is one, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's for both of
them. What else?
I'll throw in Israel in there.
Israel is not.
Okay.
How many are there?
22.
Oh.
A lot.
Is Turkey one?
Egypt, Australia. Actually, several are from Latin and South America.
Oh, Uruguay.
Uruguay, yes.
Uruguay is one, yes.
Yes, good.
What else? Go ahead.
Argentina.
Argentina is one, yes.
Chile.
No.
Brazil.
No.
Paraguay.
Yes. You know what I like to do? Leave everybody. Google search. No way. This is the America I came to 40 years ago. This is a terrible political situation. We need to know. Everybody have to go vote. Egypt is a great country.
Every
possible way. Yes.
Thanks.
If you don't go to vote in Egypt, you get fined 1 year worth of salary. That's a lot. You have to go to vote. Next time, everybody go vote. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Ed.
Please, you have your callers mention all of the other countries that do, penalize people who do not go to vote. Thank you.
Thanks, Ed. Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Dave from San Clemente. How you doing?
Hi, Dave. Thanks. Good.
Hey. I think I got an answer for Kira's question.
Okay.
Is it Peru?
It is. That's the top row. Sure enough.
Oh, well done.
I don't have answers to the other two, but it did remind me of an old chestnut question, which is, what's the longest English word you can type using only the top row of a typewriter?
Oh, is it typewriter?
It's typewriter, yeah.
It's typewriter, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Good. So anyway, I got a music question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there have been many British artists that have reached number one in the Billboard Hot 100, okay? Mm-hmm. But between 1998 and 2006, there were none.
Hmm.
Name the British artist who in 1998 was the last to top the charts before this eight-year-long dry spell, and name the Brit who ended the long hiatus in 2006.
Wow. Was Winehouse the end?
No. Are they both are male solo artists.
Oh, okay. Mm.
How about Sting?
Nope.
Ooh.
He hasn't had a number one hit since the early 90s.
Okay.
1998-2006. Mm-hmm. I feel like we should be able to... That's a great fact.
And it's... They're both solo artists.
Both solo, yes.
Seems like one of them might be George Michael.
That's nope.
Yeah. Mm. Huh. Oh, what about Elton John?
Elton John, yeah. Candle in the Wind. Yeah.
And is it also Elton John at the other end?
No.
Okay, not a trick question. Because he's been number one every decade, right?
Yeah.
I don't know about 2010s, but certainly before that. Okay.
So Elton John is the last one in 98.
Right.
And then somebody comes in 06, which is how long? 12 years ago. Huh.
And a little hint?
Yes.
One-hit wonder.
A one-hit wonder. Uh-oh. That's trouble. Mm. This is you, Kira.
No, yeah, not 2006, no.
You were alive in 2006.
I was alive. Yeah, I wasn't listening to Hot 100 radio, though,
oh, okay.
I'm afraid.
All right. Don't know.
Right. We don't know, I'm afraid.
It's James Blunt, You're Beautiful.
Right. The ex-guardsman, right? Yeah. He was wasn't he one of the Queen's guards or something?
Oh,
like
really?
That? Anyway.
All right. He was an actual guardsman? Or
I think he was.
A member of the Royal Guardsman?
I think he was a member of the Royal Cavalry or one of the guardsmen at Buckingham Palace. Right. Anyway, I'm sorry. Is that it?
That's it.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
All right. Let me give you a couple of questions here. According to a Time magazine survey done with over 2 million entries, what four states are the hardest to draw from memory? According to a Time magazine survey, this is about a year old.
Wow,
according to
great.
A Time magazine survey done with over 2 million entries, what four U.S. states are the hardest to draw from memory? I'll give you each one guess.
It depends on how good of drawing you
no
are.
No qualifiers.
Well, so
no
for example, is it the kind of thing where Mississippi and Alabama are on the list because you forget which one goes which way?
No, just we're only talking about the borders of the states.
Yeah, but I mean, like, one of them has a stunk on the left, and one of them has it on the right, and I
well,
can
maybe
never
that factors into
it,
but it's not either of those.
All right. And it's not something picayune like leaving out the notch in Connecticut or
no,
something.
No, just overall.
Just overall.
Yeah.
What about Vermont?
No.
No, okay. That's...
So once more, according to a Time magazine survey done with over 2 million entries, what four U.S. states are the hardest to draw from memory?
West Virginia.
No.
Come on, really?
It looks like a tulip.
I know, but it has all kinds of
yeah,
ins
but
and
like,
outs
I think
and
if you're just talking general shapes, though, I mean,
well, is that what we're talking about? I mean, like,
yeah, you got to draw the borders of the state.
I think accurately. It's going to end up being in the New England states because they all kind of run together.
They're all kind of square.
Yeah, I don't know. Like New Jersey kind of goes all over the place.
We don't know.
All right, talk amongst yourselves, please. All right, once more, according to a Time magazine survey done with over 2 million entries, what four U.S. states are the hardest to draw from memory?
Hmm.
All right, second question. The late Neil Simon died last week, is only one of two playwrights who had four shows running on Broadway at the same time.
Right.
The first is George M. Cohan.
Mm-hmm.
Neil Simon is the second. What are the four shows he had running on Broadway at the same time? They're all quite pretty well known. What are the four shows Neil Simon had running on Broadway at the same time?
What about Brighton Beach Memoirs?
I think it's
That's a little.
It's earlier. I think it's it's in the sort of 60s, 70s.
Oh, what's the apartment one?
Barefoot in the Park and
that's one.
And The Odd Couple.
That's two. All right, Barefoot in the Park and The Odd Couple. That's two. Now, what are the other two?
Yeah. So, but it's that period. It's like...
Yeah, it's in the 60s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
Once more, the late Neil Simon once had four plays running on Broadway at the same time. What were the four plays? Josh answered Barefoot in the Park and The Odd Couple, which is true. What are the other two plays? And according to a Time magazine survey done with over 2 million entries, what four U.S. states are the hardest to draw from memory?
South Carolina.
No.
Okay.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, how are you? This is Tom from San Francisco.
Hi, Tom. Good.
Well, let's see. First, I'll answer the question. I'm going to try to answer the question for the middle letters of the typewriter of the state.
Please.
Is that Alaska?
It is Alaska.
Oh, good job.
Oh, good. Very cool question. I enjoyed that one. I had Peru, too, but I got beat to that one. But that was a very good question. I don't know enough about Roman numerals. What's the state that's hard to draw? Hawaii?
Hawaii is one of them, yes.
Okay, good.
Good.
And then how about Wisconsin?
No.
Okay. I should have quit while I was there.
That's all right. You got one right.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Thank you.
How about Michigan?
Michigan is one also.
You're kidding. That looks like...
For the same reason.
I know, but it looks like a mitten with a little dolphin at the top.
But you got two completely...
Yeah, you have the Upper Peninsula, which everybody forgets
about. Stuff to...
Okay, Wisconsin looks like a mangled hand. That is much harder to draw than Michigan's cute little mitten.
This sounds like this is an empirical question. They're not interested in your opinions.
Yeah.
They actually tested people. Right?
That's right.
So it's like...
You had to submit a drawing of the state.
I just don't understand how. So... Wasn't an opinion.
It's interesting because you have have some of the examples online, the bad ones and the good ones.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
So let
one of the answers be like Arizona.
No.
Did you ever see that YouTube video of Al Franken when he was running for senator doing an absolutely perfect drawing of all 50 states?
Yes, I have seen him do that on a talk
incredible.
Show.
It's incredible.
Yeah. And Kira, it is your turn.
Okay. I have a list question for you.
Yay.
I'm going to give you. So using a country's endonym, which is to say its own name for itself, ooh, I'm going to give you an English definition of the country's name. For each description, tell me the standard English name of the country. And again,
I'm
using their name for themselves. So if I said the equator, the answer would be Ecuador. If I said people's land, you'd say Germany, because that's the translation of Deutschland, which is what Germany calls itself.
Got it.
All right. So ready to write?
How many are there?
Let's do six.
I need to number my lists.
Okay. We'll do six. I've got like 25, but let's
good.
Do six.
Six
I thought,
is fine.
I mean, aren't half of them like the people's land? Isn't that what they're all named?
No.
All right. Okay,
all right. Not my list anyway.
All right.
That would be a very boring list.
Yes.
All right. Land of many rabbits.
Sorry.
Sons of the Bull. Middle Kingdom. The Village. I Go to the Beach. And let's do... I'll do a set for fun. Water of the River People and River of Shellfish. Same language, two different countries. Water of the River People and River of Shellfish. That's two names of two countries from the same language.
Well, I thought I might have a shot at one of these, but I don't know any of these.
Middle Kingdom. Isn't the Middle Kingdom China?
It is, yes. Middle Kingdom is China. It's Changhua, which is my terrible tonal pronunciation of the name for China, which... tends to be spelled Z-H-O-N-G-G-U-O.
Yeah, give the list once more.
Sure. Land of Many Rabbits, Sons of the Bull. We already got Middle Kingdom, which is China. The Village, I Go to the Beach, and a pair of countries, Water of the River People and River of Shellfish. And for Josh, I'll throw one more into you or in for you. What about the Lowlands?
Oh, come on.
Is Son of the...
That's just... insulting.
Is Son or Sons of the Bull, is that in Asia?
No.
Is that in Europe?
It is in Europe, yep.
Is it either Portugal or Spain?
Nope.
I'm sorry, Sons of the Bull is
bull.
In is in Europe, you said?
Yes.
Bulgaria.
Nope.
That was
nice.
I get it.
It's fair.
Okay.
I don't know.
I mean, and Romania is actually people of Rome, so
yes,
why not?
That, that one I knew.
Yeah.
But you didn't ask it.
I didn't.
Anyway, you are listening to Minds Over Matter. We are here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you are enjoying the show. Our panel tonight, technical editor Kira Pace from the San Francisco Chronicle, their classical music critic Joshua Cosman. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. And if you would like to join us, those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134, 415-841-4134, or toll-free 866-798-8255. Just to remind you, October 14th is our 25th anniversary party, so we ask you to please email MindsOverMatter1 with your interest in attending. We want to know how many people are interested in showing up. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hi, Thomas.
One of these hard states to draw couldn't be Rhode Island, could it?
It is not Rhode Island.
Okay, now, the two Oscar people for biopic, possibly Robert De Niro and Sissy Spacek?
Well done, Thomas. Give the man a bell.
Oh, my gosh, I got
That's exactly right.
Good job.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
You want to tell us, just to dot the I's and cross the T's, who the people were who were sitting in the audience?
Well, Sissy Spacek played some folk singer.
Loretta
not,
Lynn, right?
Loretta
Lynn. Country singer.
Country singer.
Yeah, that's right.
And the other guy was a fighter, but I don't remember his name.
Jake LaMotta.
Exactly right. Jake LaMotta and Loretta Lynn were both on site to see themselves.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got a bell with help.
Yes. You got the bell.
You got the bell.
You got the bell, baby.
Okay.
You're all bell.
Bye.
Thanks, Thomas. Bye-bye.
All right.
And Josh, it's your turn.
All right. So I have a quick, relatively easy question and then a more long and complicated and interesting follow-up. Which Shakespeare play has the title with the lowest average word length?
As You Like It?
Correct.
Good job.
Well done.
Woo.
So somebody gave us that at a place that I was sitting around talking with people, and then we started thinking, what about Oscar-winning movies? And we were kind of trying to do it out of our heads. It turns out it's kind of interesting. So my question now is we're gonna leave aside Ben-Hur with its hyphen that we don't know whether to count it as one word or two, and we're going to leave aside 12 Years a Slave because we don't know whether to count the one and two as letters or numbers. So leaving those out, which Oscar-winning movie has a title with the lowest average word length? And I'll tell you, there are three of them that are tied for third place and three of them that are tied for second place and one that is uncontested in first place.
No matter how many words are in the title, the words are the shortest.
No, I mean the average. So
the average word length.
The average word length.
Of the title. In total.
In total.
Okay. Crash.
No, not even close. That's five.
What about... Oh, no, that's going to be too long.
What?
I was thinking One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, but no.
It's a candidate, but it's not in there.
You can't take it with you.
No. I'm sorry. I beg your pardon. Yes, You Can't Take It With You is one of the three that's tied for second place.
Didn't As Good As It Gets win?
Three. It did
I'm
not.
Sorry.
Three and a third letters per word on average.
Right.
There are two others that are three and a third.
Sorry.
There are three of them that are three and a half, and then there's one that's even less than three and a third.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Got to think about that.
Yep.
Gone with the Wind?
No. That's almost four.
All right. All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Mike in Daly City.
Hi, Mike.
Yeah, some of my answers were gotten Peru and Alaska, but I'll try some states. I think this is based on memory because I think I agree that some of them really aren't that hard to draw, but if you ask them to draw it without looking at the map while they're drawing it, then some people forget, you know, where the extra part of the state is.
Right.
Like, say, Oklahoma to the left or to the right or something like that. So I'm going to guess, might as well put Oklahoma on the list.
Nope.
Idaho?
Nope.
And let's see, I'll try Maryland.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Good.
Very good.
And Massachusetts.
No.
Okay. I guess that's all I have.
Thank you very much.
Right.
I thought Maryland would be the hardest one.
Mm.
All right. Let's see here. Continuing our knowledge area as far as what's hard, what's not. A survey was done of high school students in the United States, and they were given a test to see how they could spell the various states' names. So according to this, the outcome of this test, the results of the test, what are the 10 states that were most difficult for high school students to spell? I'll give you each two guesses or one guess or something like that. What are the 10 most misspelled state names by high school students in the U.S.?
Tennessee.
That is one.
Yeah.
Good. Good. All right, Kira.
Missouri?
No. I'll give you another guess.
Yeah. I'll let Josh take his other guess.
I'm thinking. Do they have trouble with Connecticut?
No. Yes. Connecticut. Mm. Sorry.
Okay.
All right. So again, according to a survey done of high schools in the United States, what are the 10 most misspelled state names from high school students?
What about Arkansas?
Yes, okay. Arkansas. Very good. Okay. That's for both of you. All right. So once more, the 10 most misspelled state names by high school students in the U.S. So far we have Connecticut, Tennessee, and Arkansas. What are the other 7? And since we are about halfway through, let's repeat any questions that haven't been answered. Kira.
If anyone wants to try it, the largest Roman numeral that you can write using the – or type using the bottom row of a standard QWERTY keyboard – sorry – and then using a country's endonym, which is to say its name for itself, what are these – what is the English translation of these countries or like the standard English name for these countries? The countries whose names mean Land of Many Rabbits, Sons of the Bull, The Village, I Go to the Beach, The Lowlands, and finally a pair of countries – Water of the River People and River of Shellfish.
Well, I thought you were just giving me the lowlands to be nice, but that's the Netherlands.
It is the Netherlands.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That was, well, I added it to the list.
I know, but I didn't think you meant it.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Can you tell me what, in a very general way, what part of the world the Land of the Rabbits is?
I know that sounds familiar. I've heard that one before.
It is in Europe. There, it might also translate to Land of Many Hyraxes, which is a rabbit-looking creature.
Hmm. Land of Many Rabbits.
Land of Many Rabbits.
How about Albania?
Nope.
How about Belgium?
No.
All right.
Belgium, you just speak French.
And let's go to a call.
Okay. I thought we were recapping.
But oh, yeah, I'm sorry. You're
that's
right.
That's all right.
No, go ahead.
I was just looking for the Oscar-winning movie that has the lowest average word length. There are 3 of them that are tied for 3rd place, 3 of them that are tied for 2nd place, one of which Dana got, which was You Can't Take It With You at 3 1/3 letters per word on average. But one of them is the clear favorite. And
does La La Land count for the moment that it had the Oscar?
No,
okay.
It does not.
Oh, and according to a Time magazine survey done with over 2 million entries, what 4 U.S. states are the hardest to draw from memory? We have 3 of them so far, Hawaii, Maryland, and Michigan. What is the 4th on that list? The late Neil Simon is only one of 2 people who once had 4 of his plays running on Broadway at the same time. So far we have Barefoot in the Park and The Odd Couple. What are the other 2 plays? And according to a survey done by among high school students in the United States, what are the 4 U.S. states, or excuse me, what are the 10 U.S. states that are hardest to spell for high school students? What are the 10 U.S. states that are most misspelled by high school students in the U.S.? And now let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, hi. It's Sparky and Maddie. How are you all doing?
Good.
Okay, Kira, here's my guess is the largest Roman numeral spelled just from the bottom row.
Okay.
3,395.
3,000 what, 95?
3,000.
Right, 3,000 what, 100?
300.
300, okay. No, you're one digit, the second digit's wrong.
Second digit's wrong. Oh, God.
It happens to us all.
Yeah. All right, 3,995.
There we go, yes. Depending on the system, it could be either 39.95 or 49.95 if you allow four M's in a row, which some
right.
systems
do. Right, that's where I was.
39.95, that sounds like a deal.
Yeah, talking about your mattress, mattress day celebration. Anyway, nicely done.
Thank you. Another concurrently running Neil Simon play, was Come Blow Your Horn still going on?
No, that was a little bit before the four he had on Broadway at the same time.
Yeah, I can't remember the other going on that wasn't yet cited. I go to the beach. It's either Nauru or Kiribati.
Kiribati is the Gilbert East name for Gilbert Islands. That's the pronunciation. But you are correct. It's Nauru.
It is Nauru.
I go to the beach.
Wow.
I had come across
not
that
for
earlier.
Long. Thanks.
And we're done.
Thank you very much.
We're through. Bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Graham in Brooklyn.
Hi, Graham.
Yes, Spain is the land of many rabbits. It was named by the Phoenicians.
My understanding is was that it came from Norman French, but that could be brought over by the Venetians because they were kind of in the same general area. But yes, you are correct. It's Spain.
Spain is the land of many rabbits.
Yes.
Wow.
Good job. Yes.
I'm reading a book on the history of Spanish language,
all right.
And that's the very first chapter of the book.
Fair enough.
I take another guess for one of the other ones. Might be Bangladesh, the river of son of the river or something.
It's a good guess.
That is a good guess. It is not correct, though. I mean, it's possible, but it is not part of the pair that I have.
You're talking about shellfish being Seychelles?
No.
Oh.
And again, I should point out that Water of the River People and River of Shellfish are two related. They are related by the same language, so they're probably going to be in the same general area.
Okay. As far as states that are hard to spell, I would go with the ones that have multiple consonants, like Mississippi and Massachusetts.
Both of those. Very good.
Mm.
Okay, that's all I got.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Massachusetts, Mississippi. Very good. All right. And Kira, is it your turn? I think it is, maybe.
Yeah. All right. I have a classical music question.
I like it. Bring it.
Yeah, I have no idea if it's actually interesting or not, but let's try it out. What do the interlude from Alban Berg's opera Lulu, the second movement of Anton Webern's Opus 21, the slow movement of Robert Simpson's Symphony No. 2, and Stravinsky's The Owl and the Pussycat all have in common?
Once more.
What do the interlude from Alban Berg's opera Lulu, the second movement of Anton Webern's Opus 21, the slow movement of Robert Simpson's Symphony No. 2, and Stravinsky's The Owl and the Pussycat all have in common?
I don't know anything about Simpson's Symphony.
Neither do I.
I mean, the owl and the one noteworthy thing about the owl and the pussycat is it's his last completed piece, and I'm going to guess that the others are all last. Oh, except that Berg leaves Lulu unfinished, probably around the time he's writing the.
That's good, Ken.
Second last published piece, last.
No, it's nothing along those lines.
Nothing related to that.
Uh-uh.
Then I'm stumped because that's literally the sum total of my knowledge.
I can add one more thing
and the
that I think would give it away for you.
Okay.
Another one that has the same. Characteristic in common, the third movement of Joseph Haydn's symphony, minuet. It's called Minuet and Trio.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I didn't write down which symphony. Sorry.
The Surprise Symphony, yes. Probably.
But Minuet and Trio.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's not this. That's not.
No, it's not. It's a number, and I know what its nickname is, and it's not a surprise.
Does it have anything to do with the amount of musicians required to play that particular?
Okay.
Who's Simpson? I'm not familiar with
that. He's a British symphonist about whom I know not as much as I should, which is to say nothing at all. A third movement of a Haydn symphony.
Yes, and it does have a nickname.
I
forgot to write down the number.
That's all right,
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
But does the nickname have any bearing on this question at all?
The nickname is the answer to this question.
Oh.
Huh.
Well, there's so many of them.
But which are the nicknames that have to do with the third movement? That's a little weird. It should be obvious, but it's not coming to me. Someone else will call in and make a fool of me.
Anything to do with where these pieces of music were composed?
No.
It's the music itself.
It is the music itself.
All right. Okay.
All right.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Well, this is Peter, and some of my thoughts were already answered. So I guess I've got the difficult-to-spell states.
All right.
I thought perhaps Utah might be a problem.
No, not Utah.
How many can I give you? Three more?
Sure, go ahead.
Minnesota?
Yes, Minnesota.
I thought possibly New Hampshire?
Nope.
And Maine?
No.
Okay, that's it for me.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. And Josh?
Well, this is just a little appendage to the previous one, which I meant to ask you when I had you, but I forgot. Which Shakespeare play and which Oscar-winning movie have the longest average word length, counting only titles with more than one word?
The longest average word length. You're not counting sort of a subtitle in Shakespeare or anything, are you? Okay. Just the well-known title.
Just the well-known title.
Mm-hmm. Average length. Okay.
Oh, I think maybe for third, the old question or the previous question, what about The Shape of Water? Does that make the third?
It's not on my list, but I don't remember doing the math. It's The Shape of Water.
Isn't it The Shape? That would do it. I think
15,
it's The.
15 divided by 4. That's going to be higher than anything I've got on my list.
I'm sorry. What did you say the third? You said 3 1/3 was second.
3 1/3 was second. And I didn't say, but I'll tell you that 3 1/2 is third.
3 1/2. Okay.
All right. I got to think about the Shakespeare play.
Shakespeare play and Oscar-winning movie. More than one word in the title when the highest average word length.
The Godfather is probably kind of.
No.
Not enough.
Not even close.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, this is Fred in West Virginia.
Hi, Fred.
Okay, I think I have an answer. The keyboard, I don't know if this was obtained. The country on the top row of the keyboard, Peru?
It was Peru, yep.
You got a bell.
That was already got.
That's all right.
You can still have a bell.
I got a bell.
Yeah.
So, I have a daughter who lives in San Francisco, and I was visiting there, and I went to the Legion of Honor Museum.
Good. Yep.
So, I have some questions about that. It was donated by Alma Sprickle in 1921, called Big Alma, because she was 6 foot tall, and also the great-grandmother of San Francisco. Where is the statue of her in San Francisco? Alma de Bretteville Sprickles.
Right. Where is the statue of her? Is it in a well-known public place?
Very well-known.
Okay.
Top tourist area.
Oh, is it like in by Powell Station, Union Square?
Union Square. Where's your statue?
Isn't it like it's on Market Street?
Nope, it's right in Union Square.
It's actually in Union Square. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is it a full statue or is it a bust?
Full statue.
In Union Square not that long ago.
Well, I got you on San Francisco.
I know.
Stuff.
Well, it's all not done. That hard.
All the way from West Virginia.
I know.
Yeah, but
more embarrassing.
We don't get out much.
Where would it be? So it must be. Is it in front of near where the St. Francis Hotel?
It's across the street
from the St. Francis. Yeah.
Okay. What is the big statue?
Right. I guess because I don't walk. I usually walk across the far end of Union Square rather than by the St. Francis. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
It's the goddess of victory. She was the model for that statue.
Oh, you mean in the Dewey Memorial? The
Dewey Memorial has the full statue of the goddess of victory. And she was the model for that. She was an art student, and that's how she met her husband, Adolf.
Oh, huh.
She was a model and became famous at the time.
Interesting.
Thank you very much.
I have another question.
Oh, okay. That. All right, go ahead.
The nickname she had for her husband, Adolf, who was of Spreckles candies and sugar.
Sugar, right.
Sugar Daddy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Very good.
Sugar Daddy. One more question about her.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Okay. She lived in Pacific Heights, a home in Pacific Heights, very famous home in Pacific Heights. Who lives in that home now?
Danielle Steele.
Yeah.
Exactly. Ugh. Okay, you get a bell on this. All right, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye. That's where I get my bell today, Danielle Steele.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. The two numbers to join us here with a question or answer are area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Okay, Eva, since you're here, Josh, I have a classical music.
Good.
Kind of a classical music
so well on
slash
the last one.
Movie question.
Oh, I love it.
All right. Who is the only famous, and this is quite a famous person, only famous modern-day classical violinist to play a classical composer in a feature film? And this is a present-day person.
Okay, yeah.
Who is the only modern-day classical violinist, and this person goes all around the world doing concerts, to play a classical composer in a feature film?
Interesting. I thought you were going to ask me about something else. A violinist who's sort of slumming as an actor.
I will tell you the year of the film, which is 1983.
Oh.
But this person is very active, or I mean, I believe so, still.
Huh. Is the film impromptu?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm. It's not a film I have seen or
really?
Familiar it's, with, yeah.
It's not a Ken Russell blowout.
It is not. It is
no,
not.
All right.
So once more, who is the only modern-day classical violinist to play a classical composer in a feature film? I will say that the composer he played was Paganini.
Oh. Then I can say with some assurance that I don't know the answer because I'm not familiar with any film depictions of Paganini, with whom I share a birthday, I might add.
Oh, congratulations. I don't think this was a...
Wasn't
strictly speaking, it wasn't a full-length biography of Paganini.
Yeah.
He was a character in it.
I see, so. I see. All right, let me think about it some more.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
How about...
you have to turn your radio. I'm sorry, you have to turn your radio down. We're getting an echo here.
Okay, the other one is Escape from Yonkers.
Oh, you mean the Neil Simon play? No, it's
yes.
Not Lost in Yonkers. No.
Okay. Yitzhak Perelman, isn't right?
I'm sorry?
Yitzhak Perelman?
It's not Yitzhak Perelman.
Okay.
Is that it, ma'am?
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. And, we do have a couple of lines open. If you'd like to give us a quick call, area code 415-841-4134, 415-841-4134, or toll-free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there?
Howdy, y'all. It's Tom.
Hi, Tom.
From all over. Hey, did you get all the states that were hardest to draw?
No, we have one left.
Alaska?
Alaska's correct.
Awesome.
Good job.
Wow.
I got my bell. Difficult to spell. How about Connecticut?
That was on the list, but somebody got it a little bit before you.
Darn it. Okay. How about California?
Not California.
Okay. The endonym countries. Is the village Canada by any chance?
It is.
Really?
You're absolutely correct.
I stuck somewhere in my craw.
It's an Iroquois word.
Huh.
And what are the river people and river of the shellfish? Are those Nicaragua and Guatemala?
That's a good guess.
Oh, okay. No, it's a good guess, but yeah. No.
No. Uruguay and Paraguay?
There it is, the Guay.
Oh,
is what they have in common. Yes, they're Guarani words.
Mm.
Okay,
based on
Guarani. The Agua and Nicaragua.
I was going to guess Sudan and South Sudan. But.
And let's see. Sons of the Bowl. Central African Republic.
No.
I don't know. No. Let's see. I think that's all I have at this time. They'll ask, apparently there are only two McDonald's in the United States that do not have golden arches.
Huh.
And the arches are different colors, they're not golden.
Hmm. Oh, I mean, they have arches, but they're not the right, they're a different color.
Yeah.
Does this have anything to do with them being in their particular location, why they have a different color?
Yeah. They have to do kind of with zoning laws regarding the use of colors.
So all buildings are required to be a certain color in those particular areas?
Like yes.
Okay.
Color scheme, yeah.
No.
The Vail, Colorado McDonald's.
Right. How about Santa Fe, New Mexico?
No, but you're kind of on the right track.
Yeah, I think I am. Taos, New Mexico.
Yeah. Nope.
No?
Not Taos.
Okay.
Albuquerque, then? Staying
not
in New Mexico?
Not Albuquerque.
Is New Mexico the place to be, or just somewhere in the Southwest?
No, but you're in the right area.
Arizona?
There.
Is
it's
it maybe
Winslow,
on a...
Arizona.
Arizona, yes. In Arizona.
Is it in one...
One is in Arizona.
Okay. Is it on one of the reservations?
No.
Okay.
I think we're flailing.
Yeah, we're... Go ahead and fill us in.
It's Sedona, Arizona.
Of course.
Yeah. It's turquoise. It has to be turquoise. It's turquoise
right,
arches.
Right.
And the other one is black, which is in Monterey for some reason. They won't...
What?
Black?
Yeah, right. Monterey, they have black ones.
Interesting. Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a bunch. Adios.
All right.
Great show.
Thank you. And anybody have a quick question?
Yeah, I do.
All right, go ahead.
So what was the, what was the, Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid, what was it initially called? Like when it was still a script, what was it called? Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Its original name.
The Sting 2. No, I've got it backwards.
You're backwards, sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Hole in the Wall Gang.
That's
good.
I don't know. Is it a funny... Is it going to make us laugh?
Does the name...
It's amusing to me.
Does the name refer to the two characters?
It does.
Alias Smith and Jones.
Mm-mm. Yeah. The two Omegas.
I'll give you a clue. It's all the same words.
The Sundance Kid and Butch Cassidy?
Yes. Why was it the Sundance... Or why did they switch it?
Because it's
Paul
better.
Newman was a bigger
because
star
Paul
than
Paul Newman signed on as Butch Cassidy.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Aaron from Berkeley.
Hi, Aaron.
So for the most misspelled words by high schoolers?
No, the state names, only state names.
Oh, state names, sorry.
Right.
I'm going to go with Delaware.
Not Delaware.
Minnesota?
Well, that was on the list, but somebody got a little bit before you, but I'll give you credit for that.
All right. And a question for you guys
mm-hmm.
is, can you name the one and or two countries that have a map of their own country on them, on their own flag?
On the flag.
Cyprus is one of them, and...
Yes.
it's... A map of their own country on the flag. Can you, maybe you can shorten it a little bit for us by telling us what general part of the world the other one's in?
The general part is in Europe.
Yeah, it's not...
Europe. Oh, is it San Marino?
No. And I say kind of country because it is very disputed.
It's very what?
It's very disputed.
Oh, it's...
What word?
Nagorno-Karabakh.
Oh, disputed.
Oh, good guess, but no.
Not Gibraltar, though.
No.
So...
Not technically.
So when I said Nagorno-Karabakh, is that someplace in the general area?
It's pretty close.
Is it one of the disputed Ukrainian territories?
Definitely closer to Ukraine than most of Europe, but not in not necessarily right there.
Is it Transdniestria or Transnistria?
No.
I'm sorry.
No.
There are a lot of disputed areas around there.
No.
What is it?
Kosovo.
Oh.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with the Kosovo flag.
Kosovar. Yep.
Kosovar flag.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And, well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Oh, okay. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi, it's Robert and Karen in Brill Heights.
Hi, Robert. Hi, Karen.
And most of our answers have been taken, but as far as hardest to spell states, please tell me Iowa isn't one of them.
It is not.
Thank you. How about Illinois?
Illinois is one, yes.
And how about Louisiana?
Not Louisiana.
All right. Well, I got one. We got one.
Good.
Thank you all.
Thanks, Robert. Thank you, Karen. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Oh, hi. It's Sparky again.
Hi.
Okay. Did Nigel Kennedy play Paganini?
No.
Okay. And, Kara, your question about Berg and Webern.
Mm-hmm.
They use palindromes.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay.
Musical palindromes.
Yeah, Berg loved his palindromes. There are quite a few other examples.
I was going to say there's a bunch, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, right. We're done.
Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Is it me this time?
It is you this time.
Hi, it's Lisa. And I have one of the titles of a movie is The Wizard of Oz.
Did not win Best Picture. I'm looking for Best Picture winners only.
Okay.
Good guess, though.
Thanks.
That was the Gone with the Wind year, right?
Right, yeah, exactly.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi, this is Hal in Fremont.
Hi, Hal.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good, good, good. About the Neil Simon shows running consecutively?
Yes.
Is that still open?
Yes, it is. There's two left on the list.
Two left. I'm guessing, was it Star Single Girl and Sweet Charity?
Excellent. Good job. Both of them.
Sweet.
Well, all righty. There you go.
Sweet. That's all I got.
Thank you very much. And, all right, take the last call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Is this me?
It is you.
This is Jonathan from Berkeley.
Hi, Jonathan.
An answer to the question about the three pieces of music, what they have in common.
Oh,
they're all palindromes.
There you go.
Yeah.
Another thing about the shortest average word length in a title of the Oscar-winning picture, I would say My Fair Lady is pretty slow.
That's right. That's another one that's tied for second at 3
and a
third.
How about Rain Man?
That is one of the third place ones. That's 3.5 on average.
All right.
And I just want to make sure our listeners know that we've got a caller here who has conducted Berg's Lulu and knows whereof he speaks.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think I've conducted that Haydn symphony.
No.
I hate to cut you off, but we're almost out of time. So.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. Bye-bye.
And all right. Time to clean up here. Kira, what do we have?
Sons of the Bull. That is Italy. And is that it for me? That might be
it. So average word lengths, what I like about these averages, Rain Man is 3.5, and also The Lord of the Rings, Return of the King is 3.5. They're the same average. Also 3 1/3 is Going My Way, but the shortest one by far is In the Heat of the Night at a mere 3.16. Longest average word lengths, Titus Andronicus and Slumdog Millionaire.
The 10 most misspelled state names by high school students in the U.S., the ones nobody got, Pennsylvania, Hawaii, and Rhode Island.
Mm.
The classical music, the classical violinist present day to play a classical composer in a feature film that was Gidon Kremer.
Oh.
Hmm. And played Paganini in a movie called Spring Symphony from 1983. And I think everything else I have was answered. If we did not get your call, I do apologize. Our panel tonight Kira Pace, technical editor Joshua Cosman from the San Francisco Chronicle. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Our thanks to David Latulipe and Steve Wilcott for handling the board and phones. And above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call in. Please remember to email me at mindsovermatter1 if you're interested in going to our 25th anniversary party on October 14th. Thank you, everybody. Have a great Labor Day weekend, and please join us next Sunday. Take care. Bye-bye.
It's gotta be one way or the other. If it ain't for